Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. We are so grateful to the man of God, the woman of God is on the line. I'm going to have to jump off for just a few minutes to talk to this company, but I'll be listening. God bless you. Father, we just thank you and praise you, O God, for this bishop, this apostle that is about to give us a word from heaven, from the throne room that you have given to them. We ask, O God, that you would touch their eyes, their ears, and the lips of clay that as they see and hear, they will speak, God. Lord, only what you say, Lord God. Not what we want them to say, but what you want them to say to us, oh God. We ask, Father God, that you would use them as your mouthpiece here in this earthly realm. And we'll be so careful to give you all the glory and all the honor. In your master's name, we pray, Father God. Bless the ears that hear and the mouth that speak. In Jesus' name, we pray. Come on in, Bishop. Come on in, Bishop.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you, God, for this day. What a great day it is, because this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice in and be glad in. You are to us, and all that you do for us every day, God. We thank you for your mercy that endures forever, oh God. And thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let your voice be heard in your power fall. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Greetings to everyone on the line. We thank God for you, Apostle Calendar, our overseer. And we're praying for you to have a productive, positive, productive, prosperous day. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. So this morning, we are glad to be here, as I said. Hallelujah. What a joy it is to come with the word of God. There's no better task. There's no better job. There's nothing better than having to do the will of the Father, to come where he to do what he tells us to do and to go where he leads us to go. Praise God. Amen. Well, let's go here. Let's get into the word. We are going to be ministering from Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11, and some other scriptures. And also, we will go to the book of Mark and some others. But anyway, let's go on. We can start in Mark, chapter 16, verse 15. We can start there. Our topic today is the gospel network. The gospel network. And so let's go to the scripture. And as I was reading the word last night, I thought about it. You know, we're actually networking when we when we go and talk to people, we're networking. You give the news of the Lord by networking with other people. The church has to network. We have to go out. The Bible tells us in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Mm-hmm. Amen. And he says we have to go, and that's what the gospel is about. The first two letters in the word gospel is go. Amen. We must go out into all the world and preach the gospel and go out and talk to people. Go out and network. I mean, if you at the doctor, wherever you are, in the supermarket, we've done it in the supermarket. We've done it in the clinics and the hospitals. Hallelujah. We've done it on the streets as we go out to bring things to the poor. And, you know, when we speak of the poor, we're not just speaking of people who just don't have food to eat or who can't pay their rent or who doesn't have a really boss job. And they in the class of the poor, you know, when you only make a certain income, if you make under $14,000 now, you're considered the poor. Under $14,000 a year, you're considered the poor. Amen. And so we're not talking in terms of money right now. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about social status. We're not talking about that. When I say poor, this poor I'm talking about are those that need the Lord. We're poor in that we don't know God. We're not rich spiritually. We don't have that wealth. It's got a low power. We don't have the wealth of the Spirit. So today we're going to be talking about networking. For the glory of God, we have to network. The reason why I got this topic is because I was reading about Peter, and when he was very distraught about not catching any fish, because he was a fisherman. He and the others that worked together, they were partners in business. And they had not caught anything all night long. They had toiled all night. Matter of fact, Peter had gone out by himself a couple of times. He went out by himself and had not gotten anything. He had not caught any fish. And so, but, you know, fish in the Bible, the fish is symbolic in this lesson. The fish is symbolic of souls. So we must go out fishing for souls. Amen. Let's go to now. We're going to go to our scripture where we got the message from, which is Luke chapter 5, verses 1 to 11. Glory be to God. Let's go there. We're going to read that. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That's right. Thank you, Lord. Let's go to Luke. Forgive me. I got to get my eyes to focus.
Yes, mine too. Amen. Glory, God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. I don't have it here. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bear with me. I'm trying to get my... Anyway, let's go out. I didn't want to read it from my Bible. I thought I had it on my phone. But sometimes we put things in the phone and then we lose it. And then for some reason it goes away. But I got the Bible. Hallelujah. I got the Bible on my phone. I got the Bible right here in front of me. So let's go there. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you. We praise his holy name, y'all. Just praise the Lord. Holy Spirit, help us. Help us, Holy Spirit. Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11.
I found this on the web.
I'll get it on my phone because I can read it better. My Bible has small, small letters, and I can widen it on my phone. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
It came to pass. I'm coming.
Okay. I'm going to have to come over there to plug the phone in. Your phone is low. Uh-huh. Okay, you want to read it?
Can you sit here? Yes, I can. Okay. The wire is on my phone.
Oh, wow. Go ahead, you can start reading while I get the wire.
All right.
Praise the Lord. All right.
Hallelujah. Hail Jesus, your life. Light of the world.
That's the point. Yeah, I got it. Because I can read it right here.
Well, go ahead, because I put the light on the phone, but it's low. So.
One day as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God. Verse 2. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to pull out a little from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the net for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we worked hard all night, and we haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the net." Very important.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 5. Now verse 6. When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. Verse 8, when Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. Verse 10, and so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partner. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people." So they pulled their boats up on the shore, left everything, and followed Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now if we look at this, Jesus calls them. He calls them to be his disciples. And he tells Peter to get the boat, pull it closer up to the shore, and Jesus began to preach from the boat. Amen.
A little away from the shore.
A little away from the shore.
I want to say something with that. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You know why he asked Simon to pull him a little away from the shore? He didn't have microphones in those days, but the water amplifies your voice.
Oh, so I didn't know that.
If you stand on solid ground and you speak to someone on the other side of the street, you got to lift your voice. But if you go out mm-hmm. the same distance as that street is from the other sidewalk,
mm-hmm.
you'll be able to hear them if they're speaking a normal form of voice, because water amplifies. You know, it sound does not penetrate in the water. It goes over the water. It amplifies over water. And
mm-hmm.
I found that out many years ago when we had CB radios.
Mm-hmm.
I could not figure out if I'm driving across a bridge, okay, and I called somebody on the CB radio, they could hear me clearly. But once I cleared the bridge and got over dry land, they couldn't hear me. You know, or they heard me very low. What is it, honey?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our
yes,
heart be acceptable
please,
in thy sight.
Yes,
you
God.
Are our strength and our redeemer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, good day to everyone. Bless your holy name, Heavenly Father. God be all the honor, glory, and praise. As we try, also try, and just about every other person who comes to give a lesson, whenever you preach in the Word of God, preaching or teaching, whatever way you want to speak, preaching or teaching the Word of God, the enemy is trying to lift up a standard against us. But the Lord, he's trying to block us, but the Lord will lift up a standard against him. His word.
Amen.
You know, and every day makes you sneeze, makes
mm-hmm.
you know you have cough, and do all kinds of stuff to hinder. But we will not let
we shall not be hindered.
We shall not in
Hallelujah.
The name of the Lord
this
Jesus
is
Christ.
This is the will of the Father. That his
yes.
word goes out.
Hallelujah. Thank
so
you.
So here in this chapter 5 and
11.
Jesus chapter 5 verses 1 to 11.
Yes.
And even chapter 5
mm-hmm.
through chapter 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jesus is communicating with his disciples. He's teaching them. He's leading them as he's leading them. He is their role model. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He is modeling. The word is modeling the word. Amen. So Jesus is presenting a compelling
vision. Thank you, Lord.
Using these assuring terms. He's our blessed assurance, and he's telling Peter, don't be afraid, Peter. You will fish. Don't be afraid. And a challenging goal, which is more so than fishing, is very challenging when you go fishing for people.
Mm-hmm.
Much more challenging than
fishing
for fish.
You can lure them in.
Yeah, you can lure them
but
in.
You got to do a
yes.
very strong luring to lure people, because they always, the enemy is always putting on their mind, well, why are you asking me this? Who do you think you are? You
mm-hmm.
know, it's always a challenge.
Oh, why are you judging me or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
You
they
know,
love that.
So it's very, very, this is so good here. It's so many different things that the Lord gave me as I was reading this chapter. So there's a vision here that Jesus has put into Peter's mind. He's telling Peter, at first I'm sure Peter didn't understand what he was saying, but he's saying, I'm going to make you fishers of men. And we have to all be fishermen in that sense. When we go out, as I said earlier, we have to have that on our minds, that wherever we go, when you ask God to use you, wherever you go, he will use you. When he will give us that perfect timing. He'll give you someone to minister to. Amen. Just talking with people, networking. That's why I call it the gospel net, because we should be networking about God. We network about many different things. We go on the internet. We network through the internet. We network through Instagram. We network through Chit Chat or Kit, whatever they call
TikTok.
It, TikTok and all of that.
Facebook.
Well, we're chit chatting. That's what we're doing.
Chat room. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're chatting and we're talking. Most of the time we talk all throughout the day. Glory to God. I try not to talk so much these days because I have so much I have to do on the phone, so I try not to talk too long with other people on the phone other than ministry, because I have so much phoning to do about other things. And we're constantly talking about something. We constantly have things on our mind and things to do. And so we have to be gospel minded. Amen. That means that when we have that heavenly mindset, wherever we go, when we see that opportunity, when God puts that opportunity in front of us, we'll know it's that opportunity and we'll go for it. That's called fishing for men. Glory be to God. Fishing for men to give them something really good to eat. We can fish for fish and we can go shopping for food and all that. We can make grand dinners, all of this stuff, and we can serve people the natural food. But the main food that people need is spiritual food. And this is what we're talking about. He said he's going to make you fishes of men, and you are now going to feed people the word of God. You're going to go out into all the world, he said. Go out into all the world. And he told them to go out two by two, which means that you have to take someone with you. And if it's just you, it's okay. If it's just you, because you got the Holy Spirit. If it's just, a lot of times it's just me when I go somewhere. And given the opportunities that God gives us, we minister. We network. Let me turn this all the way down. I'm sorry about that. Amen. So let's move in a little deeper. So he tells him to cast his net on the right side and go deeper. Go deeper out.
Yeah.
We got to go a little deeper when it comes to the word of God. We must go deeper. We must think deeper about the word of God. He'll give us a higher way of thinking. Glory be to God. He'll help us to see more, delve more into the word, get more revelation knowledge when we dig deeper. And when we're digging, if you're digging for something, you eventually you'll find it. God will have you go digging in the right place. Amen?
Amen.
He'll have you go and cast your net out in the right place. Get down. Get down. Stop. 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 Oh, geez. Oh God. Oh, get home. Get home. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, be still. Be still. We have a real clingy puppy. She likes to be right under us and on us, and she's real clingy. Stop. Like some people are real clingy. We need to be clingy to the word of God. Amen. God, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name. So let's talk about going deeper into the word of God. Going deeper meaning we must meditate on the word. We must have the word in our spirit. Glory be to God. We must learn the scriptures, the salvation scriptures, and keep going into the word, continue to learn the word of God so that we'll be packed. We'll have so much word in us. We'll be a walking epistle. We'll be a walking Bible. Amen. Walking with the word in us. Glory be to God. We got to get the word in us so we can get the word out. Amen. So that's why we came up with this topic through the Holy Spirit Gospel Network, because we have to network. I learned in my communication class, I learned in order for us to be effective communicators, we've got to learn how to network. Glory be to God. We got to know what we must do to communicate effectively. Glory be to God. So let's look at this other part of this lesson. When they came back, they did what Jesus said. That's another thing. We have to follow the instructions of the Lord. Glory be to God. Peter just decided, okay, I'm just going to do what you said to do. I toiled all night. I'm tired. I'm really ready to go. They were washing their nets, getting ready to go. But Jesus said, go deeper. Go deeper. So what that's saying to me is, do not be discouraged. Do not be discouraged when you go out and you try to minister to someone and you're ministering, but they're not receiving. Mm-hmm. Peter, I'm sure when they were going door to door, that everybody didn't receive.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody didn't receive the word. So Jesus said, kick up the dust, move on. Let your peace return to you. Kick up the dust and move on. And that's what we have to do. Not get discouraged and say, well, I don't want my feelings hurt. You may knock on somebody's door trying to witness to people in your neighborhood or whatever, or witness to people on the elevator. I've done it on the elevator. We've done it
can't
in
run
many different
fast
places.
Away from there.
You know,
they jump off on the
but
wrong
sometimes
floor.
People are already saved, and they just need someone to talk to. We just need somebody to talk to.
Yes.
It's still
yes.
gospel networking.
Hallelujah.
Because God will allow you to see what they need. Glory be to God. If they need a hug, if they need a word, God will give us an encouraging word for people. So he gave Peter an encouraging word. It's not over yet. Glory be to God. I need you to go and cast out and cast out into the deep. Gave him instructions where to cast the net. And when they come back with all this fish. It was so much fish, it almost broke the net. The net was working. If they were networking, they were working. This was their craft. This was their profession. They were fishermen, and they were working. And they were working. They knew how to, they would go. And most of the time, being the fisherman and being an expertise in their field, they know where to go to get the fish. But on purpose, nothing was biting. That's because Jesus wanted to show them something.
Oh, cool.
Jesus showed up. When Jesus showed up, he wants to show he's going to give them a miracle for the glory of God. This was for the glory of God. When a miracle is done, it's for the glory of God. Hallelujah. It's to catch people. It's to catch the people's eye. Hallelujah. So they'll have a listening ear. Glory be to God. And so this is so wonderful because Jesus want to get us in. He want us to know how to pull people in. But he gives us what we need. Now, there are going to be times, like I said, when you may minister to someone and they don't receive, or they'll tell you they already got Jesus, I don't need Jesus, or you'll get some negatives. But the positive is that you tried. Amen? The positive is that you went out. And I believe God will allow it for a reason. God will allow it for a reason. So we don't get the big head. We don't get the big head. It's not us. It's God. It's God that does it. And he allows us to go through this. It's like you're being tested. You're being tested. You may go out and you know you heard from God to go to a certain place. And then when you get there, God's not a liar now. But you know you were supposed to be somewhere. But God didn't tell you you were going to be ministering to somebody or whatever. But he's ordering your steps and he's guiding you to a certain place. And when you get there, it may not just, you know, you may try to minister to someone and they don't, like I said, want to receive it. But it's okay. God wants us to know, just move on. Move on. Keep it moving. Continue to launch out into the deep. Hallelujah. Continue to go out and do the will of the Father. Continue to network and learn how to communicate effectively. I'm still working. The God is still working on me. Amen. I don't know about y'all, but he's still working on me. Glory be to God. I don't have it all together. None of us do. Without Jesus, we're zero. We could not be effective in our communication of the gospel or anything else in life if we don't have Jesus as our leader.
Yes, Lord.
He must be our number one leader. Of course, he'll give us people for our lives. Hallelujah, and we'll be able to be blessed. We will be blessed by those people that God put in our lives. But the number one is God, Yahweh, amen? Without him, we're not going to have effective ministry. We may be effective in that we're professional, we know how to communicate, we know how to do everything, but we won't be effective in ministering the gospel of God because without Jesus, it's not effective.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all.
No.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
I said about people may reject you.
Yes.
Okay. You may be going door to door.
Yes.
Or you may be even more so. God will arrange things
mm-hmm.
a certain way for such a time as that when people are people, persons, whoever, I'm okay. I'm not. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm all right. But they may have been having anything. See, like a cough that they've been having for many years. They can't get rid of it. They start going to doctors. It's like the woman with the issue of blood, spent all the money. Okay? And she got a miracle. God has a way of arranging something. Let's put it like this. Sister, grandmother, or sister, whoever, lived right next door to so-and-so. Okay. Whoever that person is. And you're walking along the street, hi, do you know Jesus? Yeah, I know Jesus. Man, I don't want to hear none of that religious stuff. I'm not asking you, what is your religion? My religion? I'm asking you, do you know Jesus? Yeah, I know Jesus. I don't want to hear it. The words just pick up the dust.
Amen.
Well, thank you for your time. God bless you.
Amen.
Spirit of the Lord come over you, whatever. You go right next door.
Amen.
Here's Sister Granny, who's been in a wheelchair for 10 years, as far as these people know, that every day, or just about every day, her caregiver is bringing her out to sit in the sun for a few minutes, if the weather permits.
Amen.
And Sister, good morning, good afternoon, whatever. You know, do you mind if we pray for you? Yeah, no, go right ahead. Thank you. I need the Lord. Hold your hands out. You start praying for this lady. Oh. Come on, lift up. You can get up. In the name of Jesus. I command the enemy to turn you loose. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You touch that lady. It just reaches for your hand.
No.
And you lift your hand. Jesus is lifting that person up, and that lady begins to walk. She's been in that chair 10 years without assistance.
Yes.
And she gets up and walks in front of these people 10 feet away.
That maybe are not saved.
They were not saved, and they've been having this call all these years. And they look at this, they're just asking me about Jesus. There's got to be something. Hey, excuse me. Can this Jesus help you? Oh, our Jesus can help everybody.
Amen.
Okay.
Jesus,
can we pray for you? Yeah. Well, what's your problem? I have this call. Can Jesus heal me? If you want to be healed, you got to trust and believe in Him. Okay. Here we go.
Hallelujah.
You just start preaching salvation to them and trust and believing in God, and they stop coughing. And then after, I'm not coughing. That soul is won. Some people have to have. What they call it, everything has to be tangible to them. They couldn't believe in spirit, you know. I don't know if Jesus is real. You're not coughing, are you? Who you think healed that? When we're laying in a wheelchair, she's been next door to you 10 years, and she couldn't walk. But you were coughing. See? And right away, that same person that stopped coughing may start going out with you and other believers to evangelize. Hey, he did it for me. I know he can do it for you. See? You brought that soul to Jesus. You're an ambassador in Christ. You know? Whenever you receive this, Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you become an ambassador. And we'll get to that at the end of the sermon.
Amen.
Thank you,
so
Holy
when you're
Spirit.
Going out, thank you, Bishop. That was good.
Holy Spirit.
So when you're going out, thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving us revelation knowledge.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And the nuggets that we need.
Mm-hmm.
So just like Bishop is talking about, there are situations that's going to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
You go to minister to one person, but that person is already saved. And there's a mission that God has in mind.
Yes.
Hallelujah. There is something that God wants to do. And that is always, it is to heal. It is to save. Lord, first and foremost, to save. There comes healing. Someone may have to be delivered. And they're in bondage. Whatever it is, there is something that God want us to do, and it's for the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
And it's not always what we think, it's what God want us to do.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So we just have to be available. We just have to buy into the vision. We have to buy into the word. And when we're buying in, we're sowing our seeds. Sowing our seeds is buying in. Sowing our buying in is also acceptance. Accepting that this is my job now. This is what I am to do for the rest of my life. I can have my other job. I have my job that I go on every day. But my main job is bringing souls to the kingdom. That's got to be the mindset. Once we buy in, we're going to know this is my main job. Mm-hmm. On the job, in my profession, I still must minister to others. And we minister in many different ways. We minister by what we do, mainly by what we do. Hallelujah. Because people are watching us. The devil is watching. Mm. The devil is watching. People are watching. I don't mean to say people. All people are devils. But you got devils walking out there, and they look like us. They look like humans, but they're not. They look like they're for us, but they're not. But at any rate, just continue to minister. Glory be to God. Even when people will say no, or look, I don't want that. I don't need that. I got everything I want. I don't believe in Jesus or whatever. But you're still sowing seed. You're sowing seed into the kingdom. You're sowing seed into others. That same person who said that, you put something on their mind and they'll think about it. They'll think about it. You don't know what God, we know God is capable of doing the impossible. God is the only one capable of doing a miracle. And quite frankly, I believe being saved and believing by faith, that's a miracle. That's a miracle in and of itself. It's receiving God, a God that you do not see. You do not see, but he's there. So we have to see by faith. Hallelujah. Yep. We have to worship God in spirit and truth. And we got to get the truth from the word. And so today we're talking about discipleship. We're talking about networking because we have to cast out our nets as well into the world to be fishers of men by networking. There's something we have to do in business. If you have a business without networking, that business is not going anywhere. You've got to advertise. Networking is the same as advertising. You're networking. You see commercials, they do it all day long on TV. They're advertising so that they can be successful in their businesses because these people, these programs have to pay the bills.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Yeah.
It costs money for TV.
Mm-hmm.
It costs money to do that, a lot of money. So they got to pay the bills. So that's why you see so many commercials.
Mm-hmm.
So they're networking. That's what it is. We have networks, certain networks that we look at on TV, right? And mm-hmm. they're always giving you something. So when we're networking, we're giving out.
That's right.
Amen. So we can take in.
Infomercials.
That's right. We give out so we can take in
mm-hmm.
so that people will buy in to the vision, buy in to salvation, buy in to leadership, buy in to successfully
mm-hmm.
knowing that I can be a success in anything that God has given me to do. I have the ability to do it. He's given me the gift and he's given me the ability to now use that gift for the kingdom, for the glory of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And so here he says, he cast his vision in, Jesus is casting the vision in just 11 words. 11 words. He's telling them to cast their net on the right side. You got to go deeper. Hallelujah.
That's the key right there.
Deeper.
Don't cast your net in it. Cast it on the right side.
On the right side.
Right side.
Because when we're networking.
On the wrong side.
That's right.
And it wasn't working.
And on the right side is the positive.
Yeah, about
so
that.
Jesus gives them the positive. Amen. He tells them exactly where to go.
Mm-hmm.
And this is so very important. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
And so now let's look at this too. Would any of us take Simon, the fisherman?
Simon Peter?
Yeah, or Matthew, the tax collector,
To
be on our team.
Would we have done it?
Would we have done it? No. Because we're looking for people who are...
And they were all negative.
Yeah, we're looking for people who are positive. We're looking for people who got it all together. We're looking for people who already got their doctorates and who are already are very skilled in what they do. Well, Peter and the guys were very skilled in what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
They were taking care of their family. But when Jesus said to follow me, after they got that big catch, they followed Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. That miracle that was done was for the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
And for them to buy in. Glory be to God.
Mm-hmm.
So would any of us have done it? So Jesus could see beyond. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Jesus could see beyond the imperfections of them. But we look for stuff to criticize. Many people come just to criticize, just to be critical. Many people go to church and hear the sermon and then leave and talk about the pastor. Leave and talk about how much better the sermon could have been, how much better I could have done it, how much better I could have done this or that because I'm better. So, but Jesus goes after these guys. Amen? Because the people who think that they got everything perfectly just right, God is not going to use them. When we think we got it perfectly just right and we don't need anybody, we got it all together, Jesus won't be able to do that because we got to feel like we don't have it all together and we need him to keep us together, to get us together and keep us together. Amen. And then we still continue to learn. We still continue to be trained for all the rest of our lives. We're always going to stay in training. Amen.
Training ground. It's a prayer.
Everywhere we go, glory to God. Jesus could see beyond their imperfections, and he put a 10 on their forehead instead of a 3 or a 4, right? Because I know what you can do. I know the gifts I've put in you, and I know who you are. Hallelujah. I knew you before you entered into your mother's womb. I knew your name. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
So Jesus he has now ordained them. When he told them to follow me, he ordained them. He said, come on, you follow me, and I'll show you how it works.
What they did.
Hallelujah. They no question.
They left their wives, their
they
children,
left everything.
Their parents. But also, they know in their heart and soul and mind that Jehovah Jireh was there. He's going to provide for their family. You're not abandoning your family. You're enlarging your family, but through the Lord Jesus Christ. This is good. Come on.
Well, Matthew, he's the tax collector. He took more than he gave.
Uh-huh.
And Peter had a big mouth. He was rough. Peter was rough. He would cut you out in a minute. He was rough and tough.
You mean when he got older, huh? Because he was fasting in a minute.
So Matthew took more than he gave. Hallelujah. And Peter, he spoke more than he thought.
Mm-hmm.
He would speak before thinking, and that's not good. We should think before we speak. We should take a few seconds. Even if you have to pause, be careful about what we turn loose about what we speak, because people are listening and people are watching. And more than anything, God is listening and God is watching. And he knows our intentions. So Jesus knows that he could use them. Hallelujah. Now, Peter became a solid leader. Oh, my. He became a solid leader of the church at Jerusalem, while Matthew became one of the most generous people in the gospel. Just the opposite of what he was, because he was taken from the people. So, you see, when you look back at your experience, look back at the leaders that God chose. They all had issues, right? Who would have chosen Moses with a stammering problem to be a spokesman for God, right?
And the
he couldn't get his words out right.
And the murderer.
And he had murdered somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
Who would have chosen a shepherd boy like David? Who would have chosen a shepherd boy like David to be the king of Israel? Who would have chosen an uncle John the Baptist to prepare the way for Jesus? Who would have chosen a converted prostitute, Mary, to go and minister and disciple as well? Hallelujah. To go and tell everybody else about he has risen, about the resurrection after Jesus rose from the dead. Hallelujah. Who would have done that? Praise God. Well, we have chosen Mary, a former prostitute, even after her life was changed over. People still would not receive her. Even though our lives are changed over, many people don't believe and still won't follow Christ. Even though they see us walking holy and they see us living a different life, we got a new life now, but many people still won't be converted. But these disciples were converted. Hallelujah. And Jesus taught them how to fish for men by what he did. Glory be to God. Now let's look at another part of this important, all the lessons are important, but let's look at another aspect of this lesson. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you, Lord. Very, very important what we're talking about today, because we have got to be about our call to business. We have got to be about evangelizing and pulling people in. We got to go out into the world. We got to go out. Yeah. Even if you go and bring clothes for the homeless, go and bring food for the homeless, go and bring, go walk in the neighborhood like Bishop just said, and ring some doorbells and just, you know, introduce yourself and just let people know I'm available if you need me. I'm the pastor in the neighborhood, and I'm available if you need me. And give them your phone number so that if they need a prayer, if they need someone to come over to help with grandma or to help with grandfather or to help with the children, be of service to others. This is what it's all about. Evangelizing is being of service to others. It's what Jesus did, and it's what we have to do. Amen. Oh, give her to me. Where does she go? Come on. You can't go. Got off my lap when I saw moving my hand. I said, but I have to move myself. Amen. But anyway, let's go a little further. We're going to talk about the big catch, that 153 fish. It's not just like, okay, I'm, you know, Peter's like, I'm going to just count these fish. It was for a reason that the fish was counted. They took their time and counted every fish. Now, when you think of counting, we got to count our blessings. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We got to count every blessing and thank God every day for every blessing. Thank you, God. I'm blessed. Even when I wake up, I'm blessed. Yeah, amen. That's right, like every grain of rice, count it. Count those blessings every day.
Thank you, Lord. All right, now.
You woke me up, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You woke me up in my right mind. Oh, God, I thank you for my sight. I thank you for my hands. I thank you for my feet. I thank you, God, that I can live and move and have my being in you, God.
Yeah.
Just thanking God every day for everything. He counted those. He was like, wow, they were so excited. Imagine they were leaping for joy, jumping up and down. Now I can pay my taxes. Now I can pay my bills. I can continue to feed my family. Peter was very distraught because Peter owed some taxes. Peter owed some taxes, and Peter was worried about his family because now everything is slow. Business is slow. I'm not catching any fish, and this was their business. If I don't have no fish, I don't have no money. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And so let's look at the big catch. All of this fish, that was a whole lot of money right there. Amen? So we want to look at that. 153. It's for a reason that God had them count that. That was all God. Count your blessing every single day. The blessing is that I'm alive, I'm doing well. Even if I'm sick, I know God is with me. That's a blessing. I know God is not going to leave me nor forsake me. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I am the vine and you are the branches. I thank God that I'm a branch, glory be to God,
mm-hmm.
and I'm hooked up to the vine. Just thank God every day. Glory be to God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
So the number 153, let's just say that. Now, I'm not into numerology, but God does use numbers. Hallelujah. He uses numbers for his purpose. The number 153 centers around the New Testament. It's referred to sometimes as the miraculous drought or the catch of fishes. And it's only mentioned in the gospel, in this gospel, and also in the gospel of John. So this is an amazing miracle involving 153. It was performed by Jesus after his resurrection from the dead. In his next appearance, his 11 disciples before ascending into heaven. And so we understand the steps leading up to the miracle of the fishes. Now when you look at John talks about it in the reverse. And then when you look at Luke is talking about when it first happened, when they followed Jesus. Amen. But nevertheless, it still happened. But some people want to all get a point and say, well, after the resurrection, if one is saying after the resurrection, but another is saying that it was before the resurrection. It was before Jesus went to the cross. But nevertheless, it is what Jesus, it is. The miracle of the fish did happen. Amen? But remember, you got Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. John comes after the first three gospels. Then comes the book of John. Amen?
Amen.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
You know that the number one, who's number one always?
God.
It's God. Mm. Always. So we got the number one. We got the number five, which is the number of grace. And we got the number three, which is the number of resurrection. It's a resurrection number. Amen. And God is our resurrected Savior. Yahweh is the resurrected Savior. So we got that number one. And the number one also speaks of being united. Reunited in Christ. They became one that day. Amen. When Jesus ordained them that day by the water after preaching on the boat, after the fish after the miracle catch, Jesus ordained them that day. He said to follow me. So they became united as one. And that's what the church must do always, be united in one. Matter of fact, the Church of Christ needs to be united all around the world. Amen. We need to be united. We need to be helping each other. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One church, one God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. One people, the people of God, the people of Yahweh. So that one is very significant. And when you add them all together, when you add the one and the five, that's the number of man. Hallelujah. Jesus is the Son of Man. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Then you got the five and the three, which is at eight. All of this is very important. These numbers are very, very important. You got the eight, which is the new beginning. Now Peter and the other ones that were chosen as the disciples, they're going to get a new life. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17 tells us that we are now, when we are born again, we are new creatures in Christ. We are new people. We get a new beginning. We don't have our old life anymore. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Got anything?
Mm-hmm.
I know you are. Amen. Mm-hmm. Glory be to God.
No, not but I see you. Those who are in ICU, praise the Lord that they'll be healed today. Miracles that will take place today in the ICU. In emergency rooms, ICU, hospital rooms, churches, new healing, whole congregations who have been misled, just go fall right into line. God is on this.
Hallelujah.
Coming. Trim your lamps.
Amen.
Trim your lamps.
Keep your lamps.
I'm telling you, right now,
all of the Holy Spirit.
I had a notification came over my phone
mm-hmm.
last night
mm-hmm.
that they're expecting possible tornadoes by
again.
Wednesday
again.
PM.
My
5
God.
O'clock. Wednesday PM is going to start for about another 5 to 8 hours. Tornadoes, severe thunderstorms. But then again, God has performed miracles in the past. He can change the wind, calm it down, send it away, turn it in another direction, you know, or he can do anything and everything he desires. And all he has to do is pray and ask him to help us. Tornado pests in somewhere in this area, but it didn't hit us. Just praying. There's a young man, 26 years old, lost his life. Just mm-hmm. moved in his little house 6 months
lost
ago.
Oh, yeah, he was very young, in his 20s.
26.
Yes.
Yeah. And the neighbors liked him. He's a nice, friendly young man.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't bother anybody. He parked his pickup truck on his driveway. And the storm came, the tornado came, and his pickup truck was like two houses over wrapped around the telephone pole. And they thought he had gotten in the truck to leave. They went and checked the truck. And the truck was hanging, actually off the ground, hanging on to this light pole. And they went to check the house. They found him in there dead.
My God.
26 years old. My God. Young man. Oh, my Lord. Just moving in there. Just started buying the house, I think. He just started buying the house.
Yeah.
My God.
All right.
Okay.
All right,
God bless you.
Bye-bye. Have a blessed
day. Yes, you have. Thank you for the block here. Thank you for letting me use this block.
Right.
I know how to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you see your daddy going? Daddy's on the way. Go ahead, Apostle. Oh, my God.
It's all right. Mm-hmm. No problem.
All up, I said.
God is good all the time.
All the time.
And he is leading us and guiding us in the path of righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's all about as he leads us. Hallelujah.
So glory.
One can go out, but God said go out two by two. If you plan on going out on a mission, you're going to go out with more than one.
Yes,
but there are times when God will put you in a place of in some place somewhere where you have the opportunity to minister. And therefore you call on the Lord to lead you and give you the words to speak, and he will do that. And
we always go out two by two. We always, because the Holy Spirit is always with us.
That's
so
true, but God says
the Holy Spirit,
take another one with you.
Take another one with you. If you don't have a buddy, a husband or a wife, a good friend to go with you, go anyway, because Jesus
God
is with you. You know,
Amen.
And he's going to give you the courage. He's going to give you the words to say. It's like when you're preaching. That's the words of our mouth. The meditation of our heart acceptable in your sight. Let us preach your word, Father, not ours, but yours. So I say thank you, Holy Spirit, because I couldn't come up with these ideas, these things that I think about without God. None of us can.
That's right.
Yeah, that's why Apostle said, I was telling him, admit and commit. Commit to doing right, admit you did wrong, admit to doing right, and then submit. Just go, you know. Commit your time to me. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Oh, God is so good, people. Please accept him as your Savior.
Yeah.
Oh,
That's for sure.
Thank you, Paul.
So the number one is very important. It's a number of unity. It represents the unity between God the Father and his people.
Yes.
And the people. Jesus made, the only one who made that sacrifice. And he has made it possible for the forgiveness of all of our sins.
Yes, Lord.
When we unite with him, we get salvation and we get the anointing.
Oh, glory.
We get the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Glory be to God. It's a win-win situation. Amen.
Hallelujah.
He's the mediator and the shepherd. Hallelujah. According to 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5, the mediator and the shepherd. He is number one. And the Old and the New Testament the unity of one between them.
Yes.
More than a third of the New Testament is composed of Old Testament quotes. Amen?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Many writings from the prophets and the Psalms could not be understood without the Gospels and the rest of the New Testament, Bishop.
Excellent.
It could not be understood. We need all of the words. Prophecies in places like Isaiah chapter 53 would not be correctly understood as referring to the Messiah if the Gospels did not exist. These examples are a testament to the unified nature of the Scriptures and offer proof of its direct inspiration by God, as history would have it. Of the 10 shortest books, 2 John, 3 John, Philemon, Jude, and Obadiah are the shortest with only one chapter. Words that show up only one time in the King James Version translation of the scripture include Reverend, Psalm 111, verse 9, Grandmother, 2 Timothy, verse 1 and 5, and Eternity, Isaiah, chapter 57 and 15. Other words such as forgetfulness and lukewarm also appear only one time in the word. And as you read the history of the Bible, you find that out. Mm-hmm. Glory be to God. So the English translation of the Bible, you have to be very careful what translation we're reading in the Bible. The NIV is not a really good one because a lot is left out. A lot of the Word of God has been changed. And if you're reading it, you know what I'm talking about. If you ever read it and compare it to other scriptures, you see that it's not quite the same. So we want the uncut word of God. We want it exactly the way it was printed in the King James Version of the Bible. Even the New King James is a good study Bible, and Bishop always talks about that. Glory be to God. So the number one is very important in the word of God. The number five is very important in the word of God. That's why God had the number put in there, so we could dissect it and look at it and see what God is saying here with these numbers. His grace was there. Five is the number of grace. Glory be to God. God's grace is with us. His mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless your name, Father. We thank you so much, God. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. And then when you add the five and the three, you have the eight. I talked about that already. You have this new beginning. That eight is very important. Even the matrix of Jesus' name, and when you add up all the letters in his name, according to the Greek, it comes out 888, which means that's Jesus' number. It's 888, and isn't a number three a resurrection number? But he has 3 8, hallelujah, attached to his name. Glory be to God. So God is telling us in this lesson that we can expect great things to happen when we are connected to Jesus. We will see miracles. Yes, we will. And we've seen them in the Word. We've already seen miracles. When we read the Word, we know that these miracles happen. Plus, he'll allow us to see miracles in our ministry. We will see miracles. We will see people delivered from all types of bondages. Glory be to God. Delivered from devils. My God. Hallelujah. We will see so much that God is going to do in our ministries when we stay connected. God wants to do it. He wants his glory to be known. He wants to come in and show us that I am Almighty God. Amen. This is what God wants us to see. And so he picked these disciples. He chose them. These are the chosen ones, and so are we the chosen ones, the ones who go out and minister the gospel. Amen. So thank God for the chosen ones. Thank God for the ones that are going to be saved today. Amen. Bishop is going to get the prayer of salvation going in a minute. Hallelujah. We're not going to be long before you today because we have lots to do today. Mm-hmm. But we had to come because you said you would. Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Glory be to God. But God just gave us this word to remind us we must continue to network.
Yes.
We must continue to network in terms of the gospel. It's called the gospel network.
Yes.
We got to cast our cares upon the Lord. Hallelujah. And as we cast our cares upon the Lord, give him our burdens, we're able to do what God tells us to do. We're able to go out and do the will of the Father because we allow God to take those burdens, amen, and to work things out for us, amen. We don't have to worry. We don't have to be stagnated. We don't have to be any of that. We just have to be on board with Jesus. Glory be to God. Stay here with me, dear. Stay here. Yeah. Sound girl, lay down. Amen. You are all in it every day. Glory be to God.
That's the gospel, dog. Hey, that's right. You go walk the streets with us and bring souls to God.
Right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No, she won't. She'll be with us while that the Holy Spirit is going.
Yes, yes, yes. But she can be an attraction to people. Oh, look how cute, you know, and they get to talking and you bring up God all the time, like you're supposed to.
So we got to be soul winners. The Bible says in Proverbs, I believe it's chapter 15, it is wise to win souls.
Oh.
And that's what this is all about, winning souls. Jesus said,
yeah,
we got the big catch now.
Mm-hmm.
We got something more powerful, something when you go to fish for men, it's much more powerful than fishing for fish.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. When people get saved, isn't that powerful? The power of God shows up. Amen. Hallelujah.
Can you imagine all the people that was in the area when Jesus was talking? He wasn't just talking to the disciples that were there.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't yet disciples.
Glory to God.
There was
That's right. a
crowd of people.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
they were fishing out there. They may have been waiting all night for the catch so they could buy a fish right away. They're fresh out the water. No fish. But what happened? When Jesus spoke,
when Jesus showed up,
and he threw your net out again. Back up. Throw your net out on the right side.
Amen.
Just back off a little.
Pointed right to it.
Uh-huh.
Right fish would be.
Hey,
People say, oh, well, Lord, it ain't working. I can do it on this side. It didn't work all night. Now, you know, it didn't work all night. Throw it. Throw your net.
Move your body. She's over there by your side.
Hey.
She's okay over there. But we hold you on the Bible. Is there a piece of paper over there?
Hey.
I see something else white.
It's
that?
Hey.
Oh, that's what she's got. All right, so.
No, but
the number 153.
How many people was converted right there? When they pulled all those fish up. Oh,
I'm
my
sure.
God.
Yeah, you were.
It might have
the
been
miracles,
400, 500 people.
We don't talk about the miracles all over.
Uh-huh.
And the word of God was being spread all over.
Thank you,
Lord
Jesus.
God. So God wanted to use creativity that he has put in us. We belong to Jehovah, our creator.
We are family.
And because he's our creator, we have creative ability, leadership skills. And we have to use those leadership abilities and the leadership skills in the service of others. It's about others. Amen. So whenever we experience someone getting saved, We see a miracle.
Come on, pup. Don't get up there.
We see somebody leaping for joy because something great has happened in their life. Hallelujah. Come back here. What is that?
Whatever it is. She's got something in her mouth?
All right.
Give it to me. Good girl.
There you go.
Are you ready?
So whenever we follow the word, we're going to be it's going to be extremely beneficial to others. And we are going to be very creative. Hallelujah. We are going to be guided by the power of the Holy Spirit. There is no power greater. He will guide us to the fulfillment of our purpose in life. Our purpose in life.
Wow.
Those plans that God has for us. Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We've got to discover the highest spiritual, the essence of the highest spirituality.
Mm.
And that is through the word of God. You cannot get it without serving God. We cannot do what needs to be done without knowing that we have to have God to get it accomplished. Glory be to God. So the number one is a very positive number. It's a number that says that we can be very capable through Jesus Christ. It's an ambitious number. Hallelujah. We got the capabilities of the power of God working through us. That's where we get our capabilities from. Glory be to God.
Things.
We have leadership skills that allow us to take the lead on creative projects and business ventures.
Mm.
Hallelujah. And it is about the business of God. It is a business venture. Hallelujah. It is a great project to go out there into the world and do the evangelistic work.
Yeah.
Have a word from the Holy Spirit. You meet somebody in the word and God will give you a word, a fresh word for that person, something they have not heard before or something they really need to hear.
Yes.
Glory be to God.
Mm.
To give them that encouragement not to give up. Don't give up because God is with you. God is with us. Hallelujah. So the number five is all about beneficial changes that will happen in your life.
Yeah.
And then the change happened with those disciples that day. Then the change happened with Peter. He got what he needed. They got what they needed to feed their families. Glory to God. They got more than what they got more than their natural needs. Jesus was there. And Jesus let them know, now you're going to be fishers of men.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you,
Jesus. So the number five influences our situation always in a positive way. And we will find ourselves with opportunities to minister. Glory be to God. When you say to God, use me, and really mean it, God is gonna challenge that. Glory be to God. You want to be used? All right, I'll give you something to do. I'll have you meet some people somewhere. God has ordained you, and because we are ordained, he will send us out to do what we have to do. We have assignments that we must go on. When God says go, we got to go. We don't want to say no to God. We don't want to run from God. No, we don't want to run from God. We want to run to God. Amen? And we want him to honor our steps, Lord, to honor our steps in his word. When we step, we make the first step, God's going to continue to be with us and continue to have us continue to step out, continue stepping. Hallelujah. We get our marching orders and we go on and do what we got to do. Amen? Because we know God is backing us. We know God is there. We're not going on our own. Not at all. You got Jesus backing you.
Hallelujah.
You got Jesus in front of you. You got Jesus all around you. Hallelujah. So he gives us those new adventures. I even say sometimes when we go through the Bible, it's an adventure. Glory be to God. It's an adventure. The times when we've been on the road, we go on the road and we will go to different houses and we're on the road and we go to different houses and some churches and we had a good time with our brothers and our sisters in the gospel. Glory be to God. And we ministered. Glory be to God. We laid hands. Hallelujah. And and if Misha was here, she was on this line today, she would tell you. We had quite a few trips.
Yeah,
glory be to God. And we saw people delivered.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We saw people get well. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we were on the road. Even in St. Louis, when we were in St. Louis, we were going from house to house. Glory be to God. Mm-hmm. Having Bible study, you know, and people getting delivered. People getting more of God. Amen. Glory be to God. Allowing God to use our house for Bible study. Mm-hmm. Allowing God to use our house to have meetings in. Amen. Glory be to God. And as of late, Apostle Millie, Apostle Calendar, myself and Bishop, Prophetess Misha, she was there, and we were all together. Evangelist Lula was there. Glory be to God. And we went to a friend's house. Glory be to God.
Yes,
and blessed her house and laid hands on her. Laid hands on her husband. Hallelujah. See, God has a great
work.
Hallelujah.
His work
picks up before then.
Oh, yeah.
His work picks up before then.
But
you know, since then, he has given up. He's given up some things. Glory be to God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yeah.
It's not as prevalent in his life. Some of the things that he used to do.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about some very good friends of ours. He's not doing as much as that. God is breaking it off.
Mm-hmm.
Some things don't happen all at one time. Some things happen a little bit at a time.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So that's what's happening. It's a little bit at a time, and it's just going away. It's going away. That's what God does. He does it differently with some people.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't do it the same with everybody. God chooses to do what he chooses to do and how he chooses to do it. We just have to be patient.
Hallelujah.
And have faith in the Lord to know that there is a change. A change has already come.
Yes.
Glory be to God. When Jesus showed up with those disciples by that water, a change came. Glory be to God. Their lives changed for the better. Amen. Glory be to God for the glory of God.
Mm.
So their situations have now changed, and now they got opportunity to travel with Jesus. Glory be to God. And he's traveling with us. Amen. Everywhere we go. It's exciting. I call it like a romance with Jesus, working with Jesus. And hallelujah. Praying with Jesus. Being intimate with Jesus. It's like a romance with Jesus. Glory be to God. We're with him all the time, like you're with your husband. You're with your wife. Amen. You're with your friends that you love. And it's a beautiful thing. We're spreading the love of Jesus. And Jesus is with us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And he also gives us professional contacts that will enhance the quality of our lives. God is concerned about all of our lives. Hallelujah. If God said quit the job, quit the job. He's got other he's got something even better for you. If God says, I just want you to do ministry, I want you to retire and do ministry, just do ministry.
Yes,
God is going to take care of us. Mm-hmm. There was a time we didn't have gas in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And we drove all the way on the other side of New Orleans,
mm-hmm.
which was miles and miles, and didn't run out of gas. We were about our Father's business.
Yes.
Amen. We were being led by God. And Bishop was saying, we're not going to run out of gas. And then later on that day, we decided to go and visit. Well, we usually used to visit our parents on a Sunday. We would go to my mom first because she was the closest. And then we would go to his mom, to Bishop's mom. And when I walked in my mom's house that day, no gas in the car.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I didn't go there to ask my mom for anything. I had faith. We made it to where we had to go, and we were going to make it home.
Uh-huh.
Amen. And Bishop was going to make it to work the next day,
mm-hmm.
with a car on fumes.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? When you're riding with the Holy Ghost, you always got some gas.
Huh.
Hallelujah. You're always going to be on the move when you're riding with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And so we walk in Mama's house, and Mama grabbed me and hugged me.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I love you.
She
said, I have something for you.
Whoa.
And she put something in my, she put money in my hand. $100 bill.
Lord,
when you're faithful, $100 is nothing compared to spiritual blessings.
Yeah.
But that was a blessing. Mm-hmm. Like I said in the beginning, count your blessings. Everything God does is, if somebody gives you a loaf of bread, that's a blessing. If somebody gives you $5, $1, a blessing. Somebody gives you a prayer, it's a blessing. Thank you, Lord, for the prayer. Thank you for my friends praying for me, God. We got to count our blessings. Every time you eat a fork, every time you put a fork to your mouth with a fork of food, thank you, Lord. The food is prepared. Thank you, Lord. You're eating this good food.
She gave you $100 and then fed us.
And then she cooked for us.
That's right.
That's why she said, you know, my mama would always cook for us or the food would be ready when we get there.
Yeah.
And then we get to our other mother and she blesses.
Uh-huh.
Glory be to God.
She's got
food ready.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to buy chicken or she's going to buy pizza or something.
And have a lot of canned goods.
Right. Yeah. And so happy for us to be there. But we would visit them after church.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes,
well, we were determined to be about our Father's business.
Yes,
but God wanted to show us, I got you.
Take care of the widows and the homeless. The widows will take care of us.
Yeah, but we were taking care of our parents.
Oh, yeah.
Because my husband would leave his job. Bishop would leave his job to go take his mother to the doctor,
mm-hmm.
to go run an errand for his mother, because with the school board, he was driving the bus. You would have time in between.
Mm-hmm.
But there were times when there was an emergency, his supervisor would tell him, you go take care of your mother. You go take care of this emergency. It's all right with me. Then when my daddy had the cancer, he would come on his break, take me to the hospital with my dad, and I will roll my daddy in that wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta be faithful. Mm-hmm. Glory be to God. We gotta honor our parents and honor others. Amen. And so we were taking care of our parents, and they loved us. They appreciated us. You know, you got some parents that don't appreciate their children. You got some children that don't appreciate their parents. But guess what? God will give you people for your life who will appreciate. If it's not your family, if it's not your mom and your daddy, if it's not your family, God will give you people for your life who will appreciate you. Hallelujah. So he gives us those opportunities and those blessings. Hallelujah. As we go along in our walk with God. And we can be highly creative. We'll be energetic when it comes to the word of God. You might be feeling tired or feeling sick. But when it comes time, let that word, the Holy Spirit will have you go and do that word.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And you'll be able to feel the energy.
You don't believe
I felt tired.
Try it.
I felt like I needed more sleep. I felt tired, really tired this morning.
Mm-hmm.
But when I know I have to come, I know I have to do my assignment. Amen. And when I begin to do it, I might start out feeling, still feeling tired. But as the Holy Spirit moves, glory be to God, that energy comes. Hallelujah. And you get excited. You get the moving in the spirit. Amen. So whenever our energy becomes very, very good, very high, we get very energetic. We get high on the word of God.
Yes.
Amen. Because God is taking us higher. We can be sure that the experience we have with Jesus is going to be great. And he has all the solutions to your problem. He was the solution to the problem that the fishermen were having that day, that Peter and John and all of them were having that day. Amen. Glory to God. Amen.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
So the
word of God is energetic, and it will influence our life. We will feel that it is our destiny. Hallelujah. We'll know it's our destiny to be used for the good, to be used for this good fortune that we will have from God. Amen. It's good fortune. It's good. It's wealthy.
Mm.
Hallelujah. You'll be healthy. We'll be wealthy. We'll be wise. We'll be healthy in our minds. Yeah, we'll be healthy in our minds.
Yeah.
Okay. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We'll feel good. We'll be creative. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And we'll be able to serve the less fortunate.
Glory.
Glory be to God. And give them what the Lord has given us. That spiritual wealth that no man can give. Hallelujah. The one who could provide all your needs. Hallelujah. So, change will come. You may not have a job now, but you'll get a new job.
You know we need to worry.
You may be having problems in your marriage, but God is the problem solver.
Yes.
Just pray. Ask the Savior to help you. Amen. Ask him to help you. Lord, I need your help.
Mm-hmm.
You are present help in time of trouble, God.
Yes, Lord.
The disciples that weren't disciples yet, they were having trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem solver, the one who is, he will come. And call.
Oh, hallelujah.
Cause you to be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes,
the blessing is sure. It's right there. Hallelujah. So we see how important these numbers were.
Yes.
When God gives you a number,
mm-hmm.
it's important. You see numbers in the Bible. Don't let them go, oh, there they go. That's not, you know, practicing no numerology.
Mm-hmm.
God put numbers in his Bible. And it's for a purpose.
If you
Amen.
Say 2x2, that's not numerology.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
He told Abraham
put your trust.
He would have descendants like the sands of the sea.
Right.
And nobody could number them.
Nobody
that's
could
not numerology.
No, it's not.
How many stars do they
but
have?
But I've heard it before.
How many
but
stars do they have? Only
that's
God
right.
knows.
Every number in the Bible is significant. Every word in the Bible is significant. And when you go in that concordance and you study and you get that Bible dictionary and you study about the numbers, about the words, every word means something.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That's how glorious. That's how intense the word is. Hallelujah. So God will make changes in your life.
Yes,
he will. Hallelujah. You will not be stagnant. And if you continue to walk in the Spirit, and walking in the Spirit is obeying God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. You continue to do that. You see new changes. You see new beginnings. God will take you from one dimension to another dimension.
Yes,
hallelujah. It's advantageous for us to delve into the Word.
Don't back off.
Stay with the Word. Put your trust in your Holy Spirit who will guide you. Hallelujah. Who will give you the attraction. You will be attracted to those perfect conditions and guidance necessary to put your plans to action.
Hallelujah.
Those plans that God has given you. Plans for your life, period. Glory be to God. Like I said, it's not just about preaching, prophesying, ministry. It's about every aspect of your life. It's about your family. Glory be to God. It's about your livelihood. Hallelujah. God will bless every aspect of your life when you follow Jesus. He says, come and follow me. Amen. And that's what he's saying to everybody. Come and follow me.
Yes.
It'll be worth it. It'll be worth it to everyone. If you don't know Jesus today, pray the salvation prayer.
Yes.
And you pray for the Holy Spirit to come, hallelujah, to engulf you, your entire being, for the power of God to exude to you, and you will be able to do, the Lord will be able to use you to do miraculous, to do the miraculous, to be the servant. Amen. It's not us doing it. It's us being a servant of the Lord. Servanthood is very, very important. And none of those disciples turned back to Judas. Judas was the only one. Mm-hmm. He's the only one.
Oh, my God.
That did the evil thing and betrayed Christ. Hallelujah. Peter betrayed, but
Peter denied.
Was forgiven. He denied. But that's almost like a betrayal.
Almost like a betrayal, yeah.
Yeah, it's, you know, you reject, he rejected.
From fear.
He was afraid, hallelujah. But Jesus took that fear from Peter. Peter was anointed, and I'm telling you, that Peter, he was totally submitted and committed,
hallelujah.
And they all were.
Yes.
So, no matter what's going on, we need the help of the Lord. Whether it's good times, ugly times, bad times, we need the help of the Lord. So if you're feeling lost today and desperate, and you're thinking there's no chance to get out of this bad situation I'm in, there's no way God going to forgive me for all the stuff I've done. The enemy is talking when you hear that. There's no way I could feel good about going to church after all I've done. Were there times when you felt, if you're feeling abandoned, or times when you felt that nobody cared, or even now that nobody cares, I'm telling you, Jesus cares. You're not abandoned. Even the people of God, they sometimes feel abandoned. Jesus did. When he said, my God, why has God forsaken me?
Uh-huh.
He felt abandoned.
Yes.
But that was because there are going to be times when you feel like you're abandoned. That was the humanness. That was for us. That was for us. Hallelujah. When he cried out, the pain that he suffered, it was for us. My God, when you feel like there's no hope, when you feel like your situation is impossible,
mm-hmm.
Nothing can be done about this situation. That's a feeling. That's your emotion. And even
know.
The people of God, like I said, some people of God, we felt abandoned. We felt like, okay, God, where are you? Where are you, God? I need you right now. But God is going to come in his time. Be patient. He'll show up. When you cry out to him, he'll show up. With the right heart, with that pure heart, in faith, he's going to come. So in those moments of agony, you receive that call, an unexpected visit, with bad news, there's always good news with Jesus.
Yeah.
The good news is that he cares. He loves you. And he's going to bring you out. He's going to calm the fear. He's going to ease the pain and suffering. Amen? He's going to bring you out with joy. Joy unspeakable. the joy will remain. You got to think of the joy of the Lord, which is our strength.
Hallelujah.
Do you remember this time? I remember some very grievous times in my life. Times when Jesus came to rescue me, to comfort me, to help me, to help us, to comfort us, to help us. Hallelujah. So remember, you're never alone or abandoned. From the moment we came to this earth, God is there. And he was there before we came to the earth. He supports us, and he'll guide us through our journey. Mm-hmm. Remember to ask him for help anytime you need it. And then patiently wait for our miraculous, divine, awesome, mighty, faithful, loyal God to come through. We'll receive the help we need. So the other thing I want to mention is that when you see numbers in your dream, write them down. Or if you see numbers in the vision, write it down. It means something. And look up those numbers. Look up the biblical meaning of those numbers. Amen?
Yeah.
It's our job to ask the Lord to help us to understand what is it that he's trying to show you. And then we have the angels, the ministering spirits that come to minister. Amen? God gave the angels charge over us, keep us in all our ways. Amen? And so you have all the help you need. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So continue reading your Bible, meditating on the Word of God, and pay attention to those numbers. That 50, 153. Hallelujah. That's a harvest number. And Jesus Christ is the Lord of the harvest. That's bounty.
Mm-hmm.
That's an overflowing number.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were in the overflow. They had never caught that many fish at one time. They were in the overflow. Amen. And God is able to give us that great harvest. But what we want is a harvest of souls. Do you know the souls are the harvest for the Lord? That's his harvest. He came and he paid a price for that harvest. Amen. He suffered to have that harvest, the harvest of the souls. And then we reap the benefit of it. Because as Bishop here always says, that's a jewel in our crown.
Yes.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be rewarded for the souls that we bring to the Lord.
Yes.
So keep discipleship in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, take the opportunities when you have them to minister. And if the people don't receive, just keep going. And don't allow that to stagnate you. Don't allow the enemy to tell you it's no use. Don't allow him to do that.
If he does, you tell him he's going to do more so.
But more so, that's right. More so, be more determined.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's only a test. It's only a test. Are you going to quit when somebody says something mean to you? Are you going to quit when people say, I don't need Jesus? Are you going to quit? No. Just be more determined. Because God, just like that one didn't receive, it may be that it wasn't their time to receive it, but God wanted you to plant that seed. Amen. Plant that word. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you leave it up to God. Just do your part, and God will do the rest. Amen. Step
Hallelujah.
Out.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's right. Hallelujah. Step out in your faith. Step out on the water.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Take those chances. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
It's worth it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. for the bounty, for the harvest. Hallelujah. So as you're planting your seed, as you're going out and launching out into the deep, because it's deep out there. Because it's deep out there. My God, hallelujah. You launch out. How do we launch out? We launch out with our hands, our feet. We launch out with our mouth. Hallelujah. We are God's vessel. Allow him to take over. It's not you. It's not me. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. When David defeated Goliath, he told Goliath was laughing at him. That didn't make him run away. He was even more determined. I'm gonna knock you down today. Big boy, you're going down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's just me saying that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why he went. Jesus sent him. God sent him. A little boy. A young boy, young man. And he hit him in the head with a stone. Amen. Knocked him down. Then that wasn't good enough. He took the sword from the giant and cut his neck off. Don't you know when you cut off the head, it's over. Sure enough, he made sure you're going to be dead. You're dead. I'm going to kill you again. Amen. I'm going to slice his neck off, kill him twice. Glory be to God. Because he was already dead. I'm going to kill him twice. He cut his head off. Then he walked all those miles, all the way to Golgotha, and planted that head in the ground.
Like 18 miles, something like that.
Yeah, it was miles.
And
blood was dripping in the ground. He got the giant's head, letting everybody know he dead. You don't have to worry about him no more. See, when something becomes dead in your life, it's over. It's dead.
That giant is gone.
That giant is dead. There are many
his
giants.
Will
his Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. When the giant is dead, the giant is dead. So many of us have giants.
On top of Golgotha, and they dropped the cross right on the giant's head.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
His
you believe that's where they put the cross. Hallelujah. Right there in Golgotha. Which is called the skull.
Yes, that's where they used to crucify.
That's right. It's called the place of the skull.
Uh-huh.
And we believe David brought it all the way there.
He put the skull there.
He put the skull there. Amen. Put
sure.
the head there. Turned into a skull.
Uh-huh.
But that head was bleeding. Imagine all the blood.
He dried out by the time he got to Golgotha.
Probably.
So.
Oh, my God.
And right.
Oh, my God. I don't know how long it took him to walk 16 miles 18 or 18 miles or whatever.
Oh.
I'm not sure, so don't quote me.
It must have taken a few hours.
Oh, yeah, it took some time.
Maybe
because he was walking.
Yeah.
He wasn't on no camel.
If there was an interstate system, it took him a while to walk 18 miles on smooth road.
Yes.
When he was on rocky road.
So we know he was on rocky road, and don't tell him what he had to encounter on his way there.
All he had to do was hold that skull out and then smell it.
But God was with him. Amen.
Amen.
Glory be to God, and God is with us. So let's not let any giants remain in our lives. Anything that may be causing a hindrance.
Yeah.
Anything in your life that is not like God, it can be destroyed today.
Okay.
Today. Hallelujah. Whatever mountain is standing, that's why whatever
mountain
is standing,
you
can speak to that mountain. Mountain be thou removed into the sea. Take authority over your situation.
Yeah,
amen.
That.
Hallelujah. And sure enough, this message was sure enough about a new beginning. New beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Speak new beginning.
Yes,
speak it. And remember, when you see numbers, sometimes you see the same numbers over and over. God is speaking to you. See what that number is about.
Mm-hmm.
And pray about it. Amen. Glory be to God. And so that will be our sermon for the day. We got to go. Praise God. We hope you've enjoyed it. We hope that you've gotten something from it. I always look at numbers. If I see numbers in my dream, you better believe I'm going to be in the Bible looking the Bible dictionary. I got to know what it means. Glory be to God. And I know what many of them mean already. But you still need to look. God, what are you trying? What are you saying to me, God? What are you saying to me? If you see an H, you definitely, it's a new beginning for you. It's a new beginning for others. My God, you can speak
seven,
the number
is,
seven,
is
the number of completion.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. But we want to be with number one. Number one times any number remains the same.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. God is number one. He's got to be number one in your life. You've got to make him number one today.
He never changes.
Today. Because he's never going to change. That's right, Bishop. He's going to stay the same. You can believe every word of the Bible. Amen. Hallelujah. Give him your all in all today. And ask him, help me to serve you. Help me in my faith. Help me to develop a faith that's unwavering. A faith that is not going to be shaken off. That nothing is going to shake me to the point where I'm going to lose my faith. Anything that come against me, I know I can shake it off. Well, don't let your faith be shaken off. I can shake it off like Paul shook off that poisonous snake. Hallelujah. When it bit him, he shook it off and the snake died. Amen. Paul didn't die, but the enemy sent that snake, but Paul shook it off. And the people were astonished. They thought he was a ghost. They thought Paul was a ghost. How can this man be bitten by a poisonous snake and not die, shake it off, and still live?
Mm.
They were afraid.
That's what it was.
Amen. They were afraid. So let God, let go, let God commit and submit to God today, and you will see many new beginnings in your life. God is going to take you higher and higher in the spirit. Hallelujah. Elevation. Revelation brings on elevation. Hallelujah. As you get revelation, the more we learn about God, the more elevation. Amen. But we got to have concentration in the word of God. Hallelujah. Concentrate. Don't let anything distract you to the point where you don't look into the word of God. Even if it's just a few minutes a day, even if it's just reading one chapter or a few verses, just look into the word of God.
Yes.
And say to God, okay, God,
amen.
I got
right. All right, now. Yes.
In the eyes of my heart, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see you, Lord. And begin to declare the word of God. Declare his word in your life. Speak new beginnings into your life. I'm going to have new beginnings. Glory be to God. It won't come without a challenge. It won't come without a test. When our new beginning is about to come, when your breakthrough is about to come, the battle gets even more intense. I know. I have experience in that. God has given me that experience. Amen. Something great is going to break. Amen. Something great that God is doing in your life. And matter of fact, it's already done. So just believe, God, I know you got me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless you, God.
Mm-hmm.
We're so grateful today.
Yes.
And pray for our apostle out there today.
Amen.
Stuff to do today.
Yes.
We pray that he have a prosperous day.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, and everything.
Because I...
That's right.
And everything works smoothly and runs smoothly in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Glory be to God. And we rebuke anything that you would try to get in your way.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. God bless you all for coming to listen today. And I pray that you've enjoyed this word. Amen.
Amen.
In Jesus Christ's name.
Now, beloved, whomever has never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, now is the time for you to do so. Remember what the pastor said just a short while ago in the message. God will forgive you of all your sins.
Yes,
you receive him as your Lord and Savior. But on this day, your slate will be clean. There will be no blemishes on your slate. You have a clean record. By going to the doctor and get a clean bill of health, you know, getting arrested and your record is expunged, well, they can dig it up. Even if it's expunged, they can dig it up. But with Jesus, when he takes it, cleans it off, it's a blank sheet again, a blank stone. There's no etchings in nothing. You have a clean, clean slate. Nothing. You are forgiven. Just ask him. Seek and you shall find. Knock and shall be opened unto you.
Yes,
and the word of God says, Jesus said, anything you ask the Father in my name, he will grant you. So Jesus don't lie. Jesus don't lie. If Jesus said it, then it's true. The Father don't lie. The Holy Spirit don't lie. And Jesus is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So he can't lie. Now, once again, Jesus has given us all an opportunity to receive him as our Lord and Savior. And for those who have become prodigal sons and daughters and went back into the world, you know, remember, we're only sojourners here. You know, this world, when we cross through with this world, but everything that we did in this world that we didn't ask forgiveness for, it's going to be on our records. Let's get this spiritual expungement today, if you have. Turn around. You know the Father. You know God's waiting. He's right on the other side of the door. And he's knocking. Come on home, sons and daughters. He's calling out to us.
Amen.
Don't disappoint him. Don't disappoint him. For in the scripture of John, the book of John, chapter 3, and verse 16, one of the most famous scriptures in the Bible, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomever shall believe on him shall be saved. That's not just mere words out there. That's truth. God said, Jesus said, God said that, and the words of God are faithful and true. He will forgive you and come back home. Jesus will accept you as his Savior once again. Don't let Jesus dying and suffering on Calvary and on the whipping post, all the things he went through for our sins, not his, our sins. He bore the weight of the world and sins on his shoulders. He carried all of our sins and iniquities with him, all our shortcomings, all diseases. Hallelujah. Scourging at the pillow, all of this was on Jesus. He took it for us. Don't have to be in vain. Don't reject Jesus. He is our Savior, and he stands waiting. You see, God knew that we would all fall short of his glory. We're not perfect. We're made of dust, and we fall short every day. You can find that in the book of Romans. If you have a Bible, if you don't, I suggest you get one as soon as possible. Borrow someone's Bible. Go to someone's home who does know the word or reads the Bible. You know, that you know, maybe a friend, and you just haven't given your life to Jesus, and that friend's been trying to get you to do it. Jesus wants you to do it. And whatever Jesus wants, Jesus gets. Bottom line, hallelujah. Don't make him sad that he suffered and died for our sins and iniquities. He knew that we would fall short of his glory each and every day. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Book of Romans chapter 10 through 40.
okay? The road to salvation. That's the book of Romans, the road to salvation. And then we go to Acts, okay? Jesus is the only way. Acts, the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 38. The book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 12. There is no other way to the Father except through the Lord Jesus Christ. Book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 12, it says, nor is there any other name mentioned under heaven that we shall be saved by. Only Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. He gave us the free gift. Let us not reject him. There's no man or woman, no mankind that can say, well, tomorrow I'm going to stick a gun in my mouth, pull the trigger, and it's going to blow my head off. You may not live to do that. Praise the Lord that you don't. But no one can actually say when they're going to cross over. Who knows? Any one of us could receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior. As soon as we finish the salvation, the prayer of salvation, cross over. You're saved. You're gonna be in paradise with Jesus. If you cross over as soon as you accept Jesus, which you must accept him wholeheartedly and repent, which means do not go back to what you've been doing. An interruption. The word of God, Romans chapter 10, verses 8 and 9. Romans chapter 10, verse 8 says, but what does it say? It says the word is near you, it's in your mouth, even the word of God that we preach. And verse 9 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. If you say that short confession and you mean it, have to mean it, you must repent and don't go back. Believe me, you are now saved. You are saved. Don't turn around and go back. Also, in the book of Romans, no matter what you have received, just start at chapter 1 in Romans and take the time and read it. By the time you get at the end of Romans, you will see why it's the road to salvation. You do what the Lord says to do, you shall be saved. It's a promise from God, and God don't make false promises. I urge you, please, there is foul weather coming to from California all the way across United States, especially in the southern states. They're expecting tornadoes here Wednesday. All we can do is pray. If we are alive Wednesday, we don't know if Thursday we're going to be here. We don't know if Wednesday night we're going to be here. But we know that we will be with the Lord because we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Do that for yourself. Do that for your family. Don't have your family grieving now. Well, I don't know if my son or my daughter, my mother, my father, my grandparents, I don't know if my best friend is saved. Do it for them. Do it for yourself. But most of all, do it because Jesus wants us to receive him as our Lord and Savior because he is. He is the only way. Now, if you do have a Bible, I suggest that you read some scripture every day and take your time, read the scripture, ask the Holy Spirit to reveal what you're being taught. If you don't understand, if you have an old King James Bible, it's going to be in the old Hebrew language, and it's kind of difficult for some people to interpret. And I'm not saying that you're dumb. There's some words in the Hebrew Bible I'm telling you, I got to piece it together. Wait, what does this mean? Lord, help me out here. Because
He's thou, thou art thine. You know, it's not everyday language for us. You know, but there's very, very good Bibles who are clearly written. English Standard Version, American Standard Version, ESV, and ASV. You have the New King James Version, which is in more modern day English, New Living Translation, Logos Bible. All of these amplified, they speak in they're written in the language that we understand. Get yourself a Bible, please, please, please. Accept Jesus today. I'm urging you, please. We don't know from what day to the next when we're going to cross over. I want to see you in heaven. I want to see everybody in heaven. And surely God wants to all see us all. And we can see our parents and grandparents and siblings and close friends and relatives that have been that we didn't even know that had crossed over before we were even conceived. Let's see our spiritual family, all of us together, because when you see all the signs with the weathers, with the weather and earthquakes and all kinds of things and wars and rumors of wars, redemption grows nigh. It's the word of God. Acceptance today, I urge you. And when you get baptized as the apostles did in the book of Acts, chapter 2, beginning at verse 38, and Peter said, the first thing he told the multitude of people, repent, every one of you, repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the redemption of sins. And that the Holy Spirit will come upon you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Try it for yourself. Try it for Jesus. Try it for your family. But try it. Do it. Don't try it. Do it. Receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I urge you. Urge you. Hallelujah. Like I told Apostle, she mentioned it. Young man, 26 years old, just started buying his home. Single man, parked his truck in the drive. Tornado came through. Two houses away from him, there was a utility pole, and his truck was wrapped around it. But he was in his house, not in his truck. And he got killed in the house. He died from a tornado. You know, South Louisiana, we didn't have those things. Kansas had them. Missouri had them. You know, all the plain states had them. It's flatlands. We're flatlands too, but they're more wide open. These tornadoes come down. All they do is destroy. And people live, but people die. Tragic deaths. Some people are never found. That's how bad tornadoes are. You know, we never know, but we know if they crossed over and they were in right standards with the Lord, we know where they are now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, praise the Lord, each and every one of you. I pray that you get baptized, invite people to your baptism. Let them know by doing so, if someone comes to your baptism, and they might say, well, if he can be baptized and accept Lord and Savior, let me try it. You've drawn that soul to God by just telling them, inviting them. You're an ambassador to Christ now. So remember, you have to repent. Do not go back to your previous way of life. And if you've never accepted Jesus before, it's your first time, don't go back. Don't go back. And for you who are prodigal sons and daughters, don't go back. You know better. You know, you know better. Don't get judged harshly because of earthly things that you know is going to be behind when we're all gone. Then we may all still be here when it happens, but you don't want to cross over in the wrong state. You must not do it. Repent. Do not go back to the ways you were living. And with that being said,
we are finished today. God bless each and every one of you. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome back home, sisters and brothers. And looking forward to hearing and seeing hallelujah on the church line. And in the future, we hope to see each and every one of you. We pray that you will be there. In Jesus' name. Now.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Bishop and Apostle, for that hallelujah. Word. I was kind of focused. I said, I wonder how Bishop and Apostle are going to do this thing with Gospel Network, you know? Topic that I never heard before. So I was just smiling, but I knew that Apostle, she is so deep with the gospel that she feel come in a way that would make some sense. And I said, Lord, glory to God. I was listening to her, but I know I didn't have no paper and I was busy trying to figure out what was going on. And the factory figured out that there's a part that is malfunctioning on the system, so gotta order the part, and I gotta go back over there again when the part comes. But glory to God, I just thank God for the message and how she has researched that 152 or 153, I think the number was, and just brought it to light.
153.
Yeah, brought it to light. Talking about
and
the
after
fish.
Two this morning, and I still was researching.
Yeah, it was just awesome. I understand what she's saying and doing because I like to look up numbers. I'm a thing about numbers. I know when I see a number, I like to go look at it. I research. I Google it and see what's the definition of that number, because it makes a lot of sense once you look at the number. The number then begin to enlarge itself before your spirit, man. You say, "My God, I didn't know that number mean all that." It says, "Oh, it was so beautiful."
Yeah.
And she talked about Peter, and she talked about Judas. You know, Peter had to deny Christ. We know that he had to deny Christ because Christ had already told him to say that. He told Peter on this revelation that Peter got. He says, "I will build my church upon it, and the gates of hell shall not prevail." You know. So Peter had to deny him. How are you going to build a church on the revelation that Peter got? Peter said, "Well, I know this man," and go, and then he is condemned with him. You understand? So all this was in God's plan, that Peter would deny him before all the people. And glory to God. But at the same time, God had a plan that after the denial, that Peter would be the one that he would use. He would use to glorify his name. So it was just beautiful. It was just beautiful. And you talked about, you got to know who you're circling. But when you talk about the network, and you talked about, I was listening very intentively, even though I was working, you know, because I was multitasking. And, you know, this is what the church is called to do. But we find so many, many, many sections or parts of the church, they're not networking. They're networking with people that they're networking with folk that know figure how to make money. If you are not into business, they don't network with you. They don't network with you. You about souls. You about the kingdom business. They're not networking with you. They want to be with the people. They see a man came all the way from Holland just to be with T.D. Jakes, a black man. You know, he used to come on Blog Talk and try to dominate Blog Talk Radio. When he come on Blog Talk Radio, he used to try to take over Blog Talk Radio. Let him know, you can't do that over here. You know? Yeah, don't care who's speaking here, talk over them, try to take over. You remember that fella called Devon, Pastor Devon, from Holland. And he came all the way from Holland just to go to one of them men's conferences with T.D. Jakes, because you know, T.D. Jakes is making big money, and everybody want to hook up with him, but you're hooking up to a lie. You see, and people don't understand that. You're hooking up to a lie. Because they're not about kingdom business. They're about that dollar. They're about the Benjamins. Mm-hmm. That's what they call it. They're about the Benjamins. You know, they're not about souls. So this networking that you bring there was so powerful. I mean, I said, wow. I said, Apostle really put that together. I said, wow. Glory to God. Everybody ought to be on the line today to hear that. Because that's what God is requiring for us to do. You know, when I... And I pulled that up. He told me when I was filling that out last night, he says, sharing. That's when that work it is. Sharing, spreading, evangelizing.
That's right.
Telling.
Amen.
And the truth.
Hallelujah.
The last word he said, the
That's
truth.
Right.
He says, sharing, spreading, evangelizing, telling truth. That's when that
telling
work is all about. It's not
Amen.
About gossiping. It's not about trying to blow down nobody or nothing. It's about telling the truth of Christ's word, the word of God. That's what networking is. And when we do that, people come to a clearer understanding of who he is, not who we are. They come on a clear understanding of who he is, that we are so eager to tell somebody about him, you know, to tell somebody about
Hallelujah.
Him. So I tell you, Apostle, I was just so
Thank
blessed.
God.
I was just so blessed, you know. And I missed some of the parts, but I got to go back and listen because I was in the basement working on the boiler. Then I had to go all to the third floor and I had to come back down to the basement. So I had my computer in the basement with my cell phone. And then when I going upstairs, I kind of lose a little bit of the signal, kind of get kind of fuzzy. But I got enough to understand what you were saying. And main focus point, it was just networking, of sharing what God has given to us, what Jesus, Yeshua, has given to us. That's what we network, what the networking is about, sharing what he has given
That's
to
right.
us.
That's
you know, and
network.
If we shared
Amen.
It, people would
yes,
become
God.
Hungry for more, you know.
Because
if you get a good, if you get some good seafood, man, God, you want to get some more. You ask the person, where you getting
you
that
sure
from?
Do.
Wait, which store you went to?
Yes.
You know, which store you went to?
That's right.
Man, that's real
Hallelujah.
Good. When you're truly networking
that's
and
good.
you take time to research the scripture like you did in today with the numbers and stuff, and you begin to elaborate on that, people want to make, well, Pastor, where do you get that from? That was good, man. Continue there, man. I want more of that. Oh, man, that was so sweet. I tell you, it was sweet to my lips and sweet to my belly. You know, this is how people receive it. It's a powerful
Amen.
Word, Apostle. And I'm lifting up.
Praise
I'm lifting
God.
Up to Jesus in you. And I'm so grateful that you came. You came. I'm back at the
Praise
house now, but
God.
I'm grateful that you,
Praise
Bishop,
God.
Came on. And Bishop dropping some good nuggets too. Some good nuggets
yes,
in there.
Did.
You know, I was forced.
Praise
I called the manufacturer, the guy. I said, well, the computer's not showing any faulty codes. So he had to wait all through the system.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was telling me what to do. You know how to turn the different knobs and press different buttons and stuff. It's all computerized. He said, well, you see C66 F-66. He said, does it go all the way to C66-9? I said, yes. He said, well, you got to replace the mixing valve. You know, that's where my focus was. That was the Holy Spirit had shown me, even though it wasn't showing any fault. It wasn't showing that it was faulty. That's what the Holy Spirit had shown me. But I didn't want her to go take it out. And I didn't want to take it out and tell her, well, we got to put a mixing valve in unless the manufacturer says so. Because if the manufacturer says so, you don't have to pay anything because it's under warranty. But if you just take it out and go to the store, you know, you got to pay for it. You know, so she'll go down there and try to get that part, and I'll go back over there, size her, and put it in. Yes, he's so faithful. But yes, I thank God for you, and I pray that God continue to bless you, and that all goes well with your daughter, with your grandsons, your granddaughters, and all goes well with your sons, especially Peter. You know, and all work for him that he just submit and commit. To move
right.
into a new place without you having to get excited, you know. But like I said, you got to stand flat-footed. You got to stand flat-footed in who you are in Christ Jesus, you know.
Amen.
You got to stand flat-footed. It is now for Peter to take his medication and become productive, you know.
That's right.
Now, who knows?
Amen.
Get a girlfriend, get a woman something. Get it moving to your own apartment. Get your head right so you
That's
can get
right.
a girlfriend, you know?
That's right.
Yep.
That's what I pray for, amen. For him to have a family life. And
That's right.
You know, for him to receive. He talks about, lately he's been asking about you all, and, oh, you're on your prayer line? You're on the
You're still with a what's his name, Apostle? I said, yeah. He talks about you. You know, he remembers you so much. And I said, yeah, we're still with Apostle. He said, that's good. So he's asking about you. He said, that's good.
Yeah.
And he's got respect for you. But and also he said, the other people, what about them? Well, he hasn't accepted the fact that Misha is gone. He was close to Misha. And he hasn't really accepted the fact that she is gone because he's still asking about her, you know. And so I just leave it at that. And, you know, one day he's just going to come around. And Darren was close. Matter of fact, my family was close to her. I mean, when Misha walked in, she walked in laughing. And, you know, she was loud. She walked in laughing.
She was full of life.
And joking around. Just joking around.
Yeah.
She and Thal. And when the two of them get together and they start joking around, we start laughing. And just a joy being with her and being around her. And we miss her. But like I was talking about her in the message today and how we traveled and how we did so much.
Yeah,
together.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, yeah. If she was here on the line, she would tell you, you know, the things that you all had done in ministry and sharing the gospel.
That's
evangelizing.
Right.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I miss her so much because, you know, she's still on my page. She's still on my page, Apostle.
Yeah.
When I go to send the message out, her name is right there in the... Right then, I said, Lord, and I got bring everything right back to my memory. And I put up the name,
so
to see her name there. Oh, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Jesus.
I miss her.
Can't even believe
her.
It. People don't understand how important it is.
Mm-hmm.
You got to live your life for Christ because it doesn't matter how young you are, how old you are, you know. It doesn't matter. When he says your time, that's it.
It's your time.
So we better be ready. We better be ready. You know, because we don't know when it's going to be our time. You don't know when he's going to call us. We got to live a life that is prepared to be with him, to be with him.
That's right.
And also, you got to get back to the message and networking.
Right.
Networking what you have. Share what you have. Give what you have.
Share what you have. Because I remember when I was in the working out in the world, you know, I remember I had to learn working in business, you network for business, you know, I had to network. It's networking. We do it all the time. And that's how the Holy Spirit brought it to me. And I remember we went to leadership classes to learn more about business and to learn how to communicate and how to be creative. And so now those same talents and abilities that we have in us, God is going to use those talents and abilities for the kingdom. And now we're networking for the kingdom. Now we're working for the business of the Lord. We're taking care of his business now. And that's where he is. That's where he has me now. I have no thought of going back to work. I'm just working for the Lord. Now, if the Lord send me to do something, then I'll do it. If he says, well, I want you to go do this or go do that. Like you're working for the kingdom. You know, you're still working for the kingdom. When you take jobs, you pretty much give it all away. And you say, I got to go make some money because I got to send money to my brothers and my sisters. That's still working in the field. That's working for the kingdom. That's working for the business of the Lord.
That's right.
It takes money for those people to have food. It takes money when they're out there and have no place to go. They have to have a roof. Well, we do what we do because it's the business of the Lord. Hallelujah. And you're networking with the people in Africa and India and around the world. We're networking on Live Talk. I mentioned that in the message. This is a network is what it is. But we have a gospel network. This is what our business is now. And we do business in the world still. Some things we have to go out in the world and do. But God is with us. And we don't go unless God has told us we need to go. I remember hearing you said, I only go when the Lord say to go. I don't make a move until the Lord says to go. And that's how, that's the mindset we all should have. You've taught me so much, Apostle, and I thank you. I've learned so much from you, and I've learned a lot from Apostle Stewart. I've learned a lot from him. I learned from Deacon. I learned from all of you. And that's how we have to have an open mind. We got to have an open mind.
Vice versa.
And, that's right. And
versa.
We can learn from little children. You learn from your children.
We learn from
if
each
you
other.
Just listen, we can learn from each other. Nobody, no one is above the other. That's how I look at it. I tell Deacon all the time, nobody is above. God said, we're above only and not beneath. Nobody else is one above the other. It doesn't matter what your title is. God looks at us with an everlasting love. He loves us all the same.
Yes.
And so we don't have to feel intimidated by somebody's position or some name title that they have. Never get intimidated by that, because God is who he is. God is number one. Nobody else is number one but God. Nobody. Nobody can be him.
That's right.
Amen.
That's
so
right.
When we look up to the number one, that nobody else can be there. Nobody else can be the head. Hallelujah. But God, he is our overseer. He's our main overseer. So we praise God. We thank God for this word. I thank God for it, you know, and the bountiful blessings that we have in the Lord. Glory be to God. And the new beginnings that's coming forth for all of us on this line. There are more and more new beginnings coming. God is going to take us higher and higher. As we get revelation, hallelujah. It brings elevation. It really does. The Holy Spirit will bring elevation through revelation. Amen. Hallelujah. We can't even learn about God unless we get revelation. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So thank you, Apostle. Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed the
thank
word.
Thank you.
Amen. You're welcome. It's a privilege to come and do what we do. And I told you, I was so tired. I was so tired. I was up reading at 2 o'clock in the morning. I was so tired, but I, you know, like I said, we get energized when we start. We start out slow, and then the Holy Spirit begin to move, and then you get that energy. Glory be to God. That comes from the Holy Spirit. So even if you don't feel like it, even if you feel bad or whatever, you can come on, and the Holy Spirit will use you. Look at what he does with Apostle Millie. Many times Apostle Millie was sick, feeling so sick. Got on that line, and you would never know she was sick. You would never know she
you
was
better
feeling
believe
bad
it.
Because the Holy Spirit just took over. Amen. By the way, I haven't heard from her yet. I did give her a call, and she didn't call me back. So, but I believe in her. She's all right, because I know God is keeping her. It's just, you know, all the stuff she's got to do. She don't even have time to be on the phone, time to be. She's got so much going on. So, but we will continue to reach out to her and continue to pray for her and her family. Recently, her daughter was sick. So, she was real sick with her stomach. But I'm sure she's better now. But I'm going to call again today, but I'm going to call her sister. I'm going to call her sister and her daughter's number and see if I can find out, just for her to know that. I'm sure she does, but, you know, we just want her to know that we're thinking about her. Thinking about you too, Deacon. I just haven't been on the phone with folk. I haven't been on the phone. I'm just concerned about Apostle Millie, because I know last time I talked to her, she was having heaviness in her chest. But I haven't been on the phone a lot at all. I've just been focusing on what I need to focus on. Amen? Amen. And I've been reading a lot in the Word of God. I mean, I'm reading a whole lot now. More than before. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So we'll talk later. We'll talk later. So, Deacon, how is your mother doing? Is your mother doing okay now? I know we prayed for her. She's okay now?
Good.
Okay. Amen. So the line is open. Mother Grant, are you there?
No, she's not on the line today.
Okay. All right, Deacon. Sounds like you want to get in there today. Line is open. All right, well, Apostle, we got some things to do. If you don't mind, we're gonna nobody's saying anything. So
yeah, you can go ahead and close out.
All right, that's what we do. Father, we are so grateful for this word, Lord. We thank you for what you have done today. Oh God, how you have come in, oh God, with your power, God. Oh, Lord, I pray that your voice is heard in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that people have received you as their Lord and Savior today. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray someone receives some revelation, God. Your word is revelatory, Lord. And I thank you, God, for what you have done. We thank you on this line for what you do every day, God. Now, God, thank you for making us the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Lord, thank you for making us be blessed in the city and blessed in the field, blessed when we come and when we go, oh God. And Lord God, we pray, God, hallelujah, for the wealth of the Spirit, for an outpouring of the wealth of the Spirit upon us all, for even the more of the outpouring of you, oh God, our Holy Spirit, God. Oh, lay it on it. Lay it on us, Jesus. Lay it on us, Jesus. Oh, my God. And, Father God, we pray, God, for peace in our neighbor's homes, oh, God. We pray for peace to be still around the world, oh, God. There's more inclement weather supposed to be on the way, but God, we know you are the way, and we look up to you, oh God. We look up to you for everything, for our support. Lord God, we thank you, Lord, that you are our shield. We thank you, Lord, that we know we are safe with you, God. We know our family is safe with you, God. Our families, all of our families on this line, and the people of God. God, because we know you're taking care of all of our needs, taking care of our needs in our home, our relationships, and anywhere, God, we have a need. God, we know you're able to supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory. So, God, we just thank you, Lord, that we are hearers and not just doers of your word, God. Not, we are not just hearers of your word, but doers of your word, oh God. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the Holy Spirit in us, God, the power of our Holy Spirit. For greater is he in us than he that's in the world, oh God. And we're so grateful for that. We're grateful, God, that we can prosper in all things in health, even as our soul prospers, as your word says, Father God. Most of all, for our soul to prosper, Father God. Father, help us to have evangelism on our minds at all times, no matter what we're doing. If it's just praying for the lost while we're going through our day, Lord. Oh, God, we know that you hear the prayers. We know you hear the prayers when we pray in faith, God. Hallelujah. For the fervent prayer of the righteous availing much. Father, we're so grateful for that. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, that the calendars are well. And all of us on this line, we are well in you, God. It is well with our lives. We're just declaring that on this word, on this line today, on your line. Hallelujah. The line that reaches all the way to our Father's ears, oh God. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Our Father in heaven, we hallow you right now, God. We hallow your matchless, wonderful name. For there's nobody like you, Father. No, not one. And we are so grateful that you are our Lord. You are our Savior. You are our Holy Redeemer. Oh, my God. You are Jesus the Christ. We thank you so much, Father. Hallelujah. Now, Father, we ask, oh, God, that as we go, that we go in your power. Amen. That we go, God, knowing that you never will leave us. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Father, we ask you to bless the sick, the poor, the hungry, the homeless, oh God. Oh, Father God, that you be their shelter, that you be their healer. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you be their deliverer, because nobody can do that but you, God. So we thank you, Father, hallelujah, for touching lives around the world, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, for touching those in government, for touching those in the police department. Oh God, we need your touch. We need you to show up, Jesus. Glory be to God, because you have people everywhere, God. You will never be void of people. You have a remnant, God, that's all around the world. And Father God, we just thank you, God, that lives are being touched, lives are being saved, people are being delivered right now, in the name of Jesus. We speak it by faith, oh God. Hallelujah. Every yoke destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. Blessed Savior, we bless your name. Oh, we bless your name, Jesus. How great thou art and greatly to be praised. We praise the Lord in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle and Bishop. Thank you so much. I will talk to you later.
You're welcome. Absolutely.
And hopefully you'll have some super reports. You'll get some good reports.
Yes, God.
Because you know we always believe that when we are not working, God is still working. You know?
Yes, he is.
When we are not working on the situation, God is still working on the situation.
God is working.
So good reports can come in at any time. As God is working on it. So I bless the Lord for you all. I thank the Lord for you all. I am going out now to get an estimate on this car. Now she just called somebody. So we got to go down and let them look at the truck. And also we'll talk back to you later.
And remember, God is recompense. God will compensate you. God is the God of recompense. You always come out on top in Jesus Christ's name. For Apostle, you on top and going higher in the mighty matchless name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Bye bye.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Bye bye. Bye bye.
Amen. Amen.